Kicker! Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's Corn Pops. Because here comes Guy Madison, his Wild Bill, and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In answer to an urgent request for help from Abner Collins, owner and editor of the Springerville Gazette, Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles have ridden hard to the little frontier town of Springerville. It is early afternoon as they tie off their horses at an empty hitch rack near the small newspaper office.
Hey, that's sure strange.
What's strange, Bill?
Streets are quiet. Saturday afternoon, you'd think the place would be buzzing with ranch hands in town letting off a little steam and folks shopping.
Yeah, now that you mention it, it is awful quiet. Wonder what's happened.
Come on, let's go in and see Abner Collins. If anybody had known, he would.
Well, I don't like this. Bill just don't feel right. Stores all closed, hitch racks empty. Something's wrong. Something's real wrong, Bill.
Well, we'll find out what it is right now. Here's the Gazette office. Abner! Hey, Abner, come out here.
Eh? What? Just a minute till I stop the presses. Now, what is it you... Well, Bill. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Howdy, Abner.
Howdy.
You did come. I've been hoping and praying you'd answer my letter.
Your letter sounded pretty serious, Abner, so we came as fast as we could.
It must be something mighty important to get you so lathered up, Abner.
Got anything to do with how deserted Springerville is?
You noticed that, huh? Yep, got everything to do with that.
What happened?
Well, you can just bet there's some kind of gun trouble or Abner wouldn't have sent for us. Ain't that right, Abner?
Nope, Jingles, you're wrong. It's something worse than that gunplay. You can fight guns with guns, but how are you going to fight human greed and the promise to get something for nothing?
Well, you'll have to cut the deck a little deeper, Abner. I ain't following you.
Well, now look out that window. You see those riders going by? Well, if you follow them, you'll get the answer.
Where are they headed for?
To the schoolhouse.
Schoolhouse? Well, what's the hurry?
Well, they think they're going to get you. Well, maybe you better see and judge for yourself.
If you put it that way, let's go.
Doggone you, Abner. Now you got me all curious, and that makes me real unhappy.
Unhappy? Why?
Because curiosity just happens to be an itch, and you can't scratch it.
Howdy, partners. This is your old bunkhouse buddy, Panhandle Jim. Well, got my own personal private chuck wagon with me. Yes, sir, I mean this big box of even sweeter corn pops I've been munching on during the show. And that's a good idea for you, too, because Kellogg's Corn Pops is the two-way cereal. You can eat them right out of the box like candy, like I'm eating them now. They're a real tasty snack with the sweetening already on them. Now, the other way to eat corn pops is out of the bowl with milk. And say, just wait till you taste the wonderful new sweetness and flavor of corn pops. The Kellogg folks are now making them sweeter and crisper than ever before. So you're going to like them even better than you did from here on. Bet my favorite lariat on that. Yes, sir, out of the box like candy or out of the bowl with milk. Kellogg's corn pops are tasty, puffed up hearts of corn that are always crisp and good. And listen, your mom's going to let you eat all you want to, because corn pops is a two-way cereal and more. It's got B vitamins and vitamin D with important minerals and food energy. So load up big on Kellogg's Corn Pops at the store first thing tomorrow, because the whole family's going to want some. Now remember, kids love pops, moms love pops, and pops love pops. Now let's get back to the show.
Abner Collins, editor of the local newspaper, told Wild Bill and Jingles about an extremely important town meeting being held at the Springerville schoolhouse. And now, Abner, Wild Bill, and Jingles are reining up their horses near the schoolhouse steps.
Oh, Joker. Well, no wonder we didn't see anybody in town. Everybody must be out here.
Yeah, it must be a mighty important meeting.
It is. It's a lot of crazy fools that have lost their senses. But you'll see. Come on.
Nice looking schoolhouse.
Yep. And being used for a meeting like this makes me boil. Hey, watch that step there.
So you can see the opportunity, the golden opportunity that I am offering you, good people of Springerville, is the opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah, that's Bart Meglin talking. He's the one responsible for this meeting.
Sounds like a confidence man. What's he selling, Abner?
The secret of making gold.
Making gold? Say, that's something I gotta see.
Making gold? Why, nobody can make gold.
Of course not. But these people want to believe that Meglin can. That's why I sent for you and Jingles. Somebody's got to stop them before the whole town is taken in.
Now, your attention, please. Thank you. I am now ready to... Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are indeed honored. For if I am not mistaken, there in the back of the room is Wild Bill Hickok. Marshal, your arrival is most opportune. Won't you come up here on the platform with me, sir, and act as official witness?
I'm afraid I'd be a poor witness for you, Meglin, because I don't believe you can make gold. But I'll come up. I want to keep a close eye on what you do. Oh, come on, Jingles, Abner.
Well, thank you, Marshal. Oh, yes, and Mr. Collins of the Springerville Gazette. I'm sure you represent the Doubting Thomases of the town. And... The other gentleman is...
I'm Jingles, Wild Bill's deputy.
And Deputy United States Marshal Jangle.
No, it's Jingles.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, before your very eyes, and those of the skeptical Mr. Hickok and his friends, I am going to transmute silver into gold. All of my equipment is on this table. As you can see, it is very simple, consisting of a crucible, charcoal fire, distilled water, this stirring stick, and the most important factor, the secret compound that makes the transmutation possible. Deputy Jumble.
It's Jingle.
I beg your pardon, sir. Deputy Jingles. Would you care to contribute the silver for this experiment?
Well, if I do, can I keep the gold?
Of course.
Well, in that case, here's a, Bill, you got a, say, a $1.06 bet you could loan me?
How about a 50-cent piece?
Fine. Thank you, sir. I'll place it in this crucible, and then I will take this bottle.
That's the gold-making stuff?
Yes. This is the secret compound.
Looks just like water to me.
Yes. Let me see now. A 50-cent piece should require about 7 drops.
4, 5, 6, 7.
There. Mr. Hickok, so you can be sure this is no trick, I will ask you to stir the solution. Here. You may use this wooden stick. In just a moment, Deputy Jingles...
It's Jingles, I tell you, Jingles!
Oh, yes, Jingles. In a few moments, you will have your gold.
Hey, Meglin, how long is this going to take? I got chores to do and cows to milk.
The gold should be ready now. You may stop stirring, Mr. Hickok. And thank you, sir, for your able assistance. Now, if you gentlemen will watch closely.
Let me see.
Careful, that water's boiling hot. Here, let me pour it off. Now, there you are.
Wee, doggone if he ain't done.
Well, Mr. Hickok, still skeptical?
Say something, Wild Bill. Is it or ain't it?
I still say it's some kind of a trick, but it looks like Meglin's changed a 50-cent piece into a gold nugget.
Well, if Wild Bill Hickok says it's gold, that's good enough for me.
I can't figure you out, Bill. You saw Meglin make gold right before your eyes, and still you say it's some kind of a trick.
I don't know how he did it, but it's some kind of a trick, Jingle.
Oh, Abner, I want you... Oh, excuse me, I didn't know you was busy.
Oh, that's all right, Gus. Oh, I'd like to have you meet Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. Boys, this is Gus Farmer, one of the early settlers in these parts.
Howdy, Gus Farmer.
Yeah, I heard a lot about you fellers and saw you at the meeting. Sure glad to meet up with you in person. Got a minute, Abner?
Sure. What is it, Gus?
I want you to run this here notice for me in your paper. Here.
Well, let me see that.
Hey, Gus, you're advertising your place for sale. Why?
Tired of working, Abner. I'm going to sell out, scrape together every nickel I can lay my hands on, and let this here Meglin feller make me rich.
You don't really believe Meglin can make gold.
Well, seems believing, I always say. I've seen him make gold, and I heard you say it was gold, and that's good enough for me.
But, Gus, you can't just throw away years of hard work because some smooth-talking...
Oh, trouble with you fellas is you ain't got vision. Abner, you going to run this for sale notice or not?
No, Gus, I just can't do it.
All right. I can't make you, but you can't stop me or anyone else in Springerville. A lot of us are selling everything we own, and we're going to cash in on the opportunity that Meglin's offering us.
But, Farmer, can't you see that...
You're the ones that can't see, and I'll tell you something. You keep your nose out of this, Hickok, or you'll find a lot of folks in town ready and willing to climb right up your back.
Woo-wee-wee-wee-wee. That old boy is mounting a centipede with the gout.
And so are some others in town if we try to convince them Meglin's a fake. I'm afraid a lot of people in Springerville have their minds set. They know what they want.
Mm-hmm. That makes me wonder. What does Meglin want?
Why, he wants, what does he want, Bill?
There's only one way to find out. Let's go over to the hotel and ask him.
Oh, come in, Mr. Hickok. Deputy Jingle.
Now that we ain't in front of all those people, he remembers my name.
Gentlemen, my associate, Dan Hart. Dan, Marshal Hickok and his deputy,
Jingles, doggone it, Jingles!
Yes, of course.
Howdy, Mr. Marshal.
Howdy, Mr.
Well, Marshal, I can tell by your expression that you have a question.
Yeah, just one. How much are you going to charge for this secret compound, Meglin?
Oh, you misunderstand, Mr. Hickok. I am not selling the compound.
Well, if you ain't selling this gold-making stuff... Oh, what are you getting out of the deal?
Why, I change the silver into gold, and for my trouble, keep the silver that remains from the transmutation.
And just how much silver is left?
It seems to me you're asking a lot
Dan.
Of questions. Well,
you mustn't mind Dan, Mr. Hickok.
That's all right, Meglin. I think I found out what I wanted to know. Come on, Jingles.
Yeah, Bill.
You're always welcome, Marshal. Come back anytime.
I will, when I'm ready.
Meglin, that Hickok's...
Keep your voice down, you fool. You want him to hear you?
Meglin, something's got to be done about Hickok. It'd sure be a lot safer if he was out of the way.
I think you're right, Dan. So let's get Hickok out of the way.
You mean...
Why not?
You know, wait a minute. I ain't taking no chances on tangling with Hickok.
You don't have to, Dan. I'll take care of it. It's simple. Very simple. It just takes one shot in the back.
Bill, how can you call it a swindle? Getting a gold nugget worth maybe $10 or $12 for a little old 4-bit piece.
Haven't you wondered about that nugget?
What do you mean?
The simple fact that it is a nugget. Now look, both of you know enough about gold to see that this is a placer nugget mounted off by being rolled along some stream bed.
Say, that means it was picked up out of some river.
Now you got the idea, Jingles. That nugget was made by nature and not by Meglin, no matter what he claims.
Well, that's all very well and good. But how'd it get in that crucible without any of us noticing?
I don't know. And that's what makes this trick so good. Out of my way. Yeah, just what I thought.
You all right, Bill?
Yeah, how about you, Jingles?
Well, I will be as soon as it stops shaking.
Hey, I'm all right. Who'd you reckon fired that shot?
I guess Meglin.
Meglin?
Sure. We've been sort of cramping his style. And can you think of anyone else around here that would want us out of the way?
Why, that... Come on, let's go get
him. Easy, Jingles. That wouldn't help expose him to the town. No, we'll have to have something definite before we can get Meglin where we want him.
Maybe this'll help. While you was out to supper, Dan Hart brought this ad in. Said Meglin wanted to run it in the paper. Here.
Let me read it, huh, Abner?
Why, sure, Jingles.
Thanks. To the people of Springerville, notice, as it is impossible for me to visit your homes individually, and I do not want to disappoint anyone, please bring your silver to the Springerville Hotel by this coming Wednesday. Remember, opportunity knocks but once, This is your opportunity. Signed, Burnt Meglin. Read pretty good, don't I?
You going to run that ad, Abner?
Why, of course not. I won't be a party to any such thing.
This just may be the thing we need to trap Meglin.
But, Bill...
This ad proves that Meglin's working out a plan. The only way we can find out what that plan is and catch him is not to let him think we're suspicious.
Bill Hickok, if I run this ad to Meglin's, the whole town will go crazy.
Well, can it be any crazier than it is right now?
Abner, I want you to run Meglin's ad in the biggest type you've got right on the front page.
Well, I'll be a burned-out old tea kettle if I didn't go and do it, Wranglers. Yep, ran plumb out of my favorite cereal, Corn Pops, before I knowed it. Yeah, it just goes to show you kids how much you get to like Kellogg's Corn Pops. Because Corn Pops make mighty good eating any way you like. Out of the box or out of the bowl, they're mighty good. Now pull up close and I'll tell you about it. One way to eat them is right out of the box like candy. Yes, they're mighty doggone good. They got the sweetening already on them. Now the other way to eat Corn Pops is out of the bowl with milk in the morning. And remember, there's a wonderful new sweetness and flavor in Corn Pops now. The Kellogg folks went to work to make them sweeter and crisper than ever. So you're going to like them even better than you did from here on. Yeah, partners, Kellogg's Corn Pops are good and good for you, too. A real two-way cereal with vitamins B, D, an important mineral, and food energy, too. How about saddling up and riding out the store for some even sweeter Kellogg's Corn Pops tomorrow? And load up big, too. Now, let's say our little saying together. Kids love Pops, moms love Pops, and Pops love Pops. Good for you. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill.
Wednesday, the deadline set by Meglin has arrived, and Springerville's main street is jammed with a teeming, struggling mass of shouting, excited people. Inside Abner Collins' little newspaper office, Wild Bill, Jingles, and Abner watch as silver-laden latecomers fight their way to the Springerville Hotel.
Hoppin' horny toads! Look at that mob! You'd think this was the 4th of July instead of just a plain old everyday Wednesday.
Sure amazing what the hope of getting rich quick will do.
Are you expecting trouble, Bill?
Me, because I'm cleaning my guns? No. It's just a habit of mine, cleaning them when I get a chance.
Oh, doggone it, Bill. This waiting and wondering's got me jumpier than a flapjack at Ching Lee's.
Well, in that case, we might as well go over to the hotel and see what's doing.
Maybe you better holster them guns of yours, Bill. Folks might get panicky if you go waving them around.
Right. I better get them loaded, too.
May I see one of them, Bill? Thanks. Wild Bill Hickok's gun. Sure brought a lot of law and order to the West.
Don't forget mine, too, Abner.
It's a beauty, Bill. Sure has a nice balance.
Yeah, a gun's got to have good balance, Abner. Balance. Well, that's it. Why didn't I think of it before?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Give me that gun, Abner.
Oh, yeah, sure, but...
As soon as I get this gun loaded, we're heading for the hotel.
What's eating you all of a sudden, Bill?
I think I figured out how that gold-making is done. Come on, I want to have a little talk with Bart Meglin.
Come in, Dad. Hey, you back already? I'd be...
Oh...
Hickok. And Jingles.
It's Jingles, capital J-I-N-G-L-E-S. Jingles, Dad, burn it.
Oh, yes, Jingles. And Mr. Collins, too.
Close the door, Jingles.
Sure, Bill.
What is it you want, Marshal?
First, where's Dan Hart?
Oh, he just stepped out for a minute.
There he comes driving a buckboard round to the back of the hotel.
Jingles, get away from that window. Don't let him see you. Meglin, you two planning on going somewhere?
No. Why should we?
That's what you had in mind, wasn't it? But I wouldn't try to leave right now, especially with a wagon load of silver.
What do you mean, Marshal?
I mean your swindling days are over. A pretty neat trick you used, Meglin. For the benefit of Jingles and Abner, do you want to show them how you did it, or shall I?
Trick? Why, I...
There's no use stalling any longer. Hand me that stirring stick.
The stirring stick?
That's what I said. Yeah, just as I figured. Hey, Abner. You got a match?
Why, sure, Bill. Here.
Thanks. Now watch.
What do you think you're doing?
Making gold. Just like you do, Meglin.
Bill, hell, I don't see them.
Just hold on a minute and watch.
A gold nugget. Bill, how'd you do
that? So that's... But I still don't understand.
The trick was so simple it fooled everyone. Take a look at this stirring stick.
Why, this end of the stick is hollow.
Yeah, but what's all this smeary stuff?
Wax, Jingles. You see, the gold was placed in the hollow end, and the end sealed with wax colored to match the wood. The boiling water in the crucible dissolved the wax and let the gold drop out. I used a match instead. Isn't that right, Meglin?
All right, so you found out, Hickok, but you'll never...
Well, he's just the kind that would have a sneak gun. Oh, nothing. You're just nicked in the arm.
Well, now, what a clever scheme. So simple, too. Oh, but, say, how about the silver? What happened to it?
It wasn't changed at all. People got so excited about seeing the gold, they'd get about the silver. And Dan or Meglin would remove it before anyone noticed.
So for a few pieces of gold, Meglin could get a whole lot of silver.
Right.
That's really getting a lot for a little.
Meglin, it's me, Dan. Open up quick. The wagon's out back and all loaded. Everybody's out front, so now's our... Hickok. But, Meglin, what happened to you?
Oh, he just made the mistake of trying to draw on Wild Bill.
What? Well, maybe I'd better get a
doctor. Stay right where you are. You know, Meglin's going to need company where he's going. To jail. Get his gun, Jingles.
Sure. All right, you. Stand still.
Well, that takes care of both of them, but... Bill, how'd you figure it out?
Yeah, I ain't a cat, Bill, but curiosity's sure killing me.
Well, when I was using that stick to stir with at the schoolhouse, I noticed that one end was much heavier than the other. Well, that had to be the hiding place.
Bill, like I always said, you are the smartest man I ever did know.
Well, maybe, Jingles, but I should have caught on sooner. Well, I guess we better lock these two up.
Wait a minute. How about those people out there? Yes, and what about all those silver things they brought?
Well, as you most of the folks, I guess that's a job for you, Abner. You'll probably find most of the stuff in the wagon out back of the hotel.
Say, that's going to be some job, figuring out what belongs to who. That reminds me, how are we ever going to prove which 50-cent piece is ours?
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's it for today, folks. We'll be back with more of Wild Bill Hickok's problems next week.
Problems? Guy, I call them troubles. Why, I recall when Wild Bill and Jingles were right...
Wait a minute, Andy. That's next week's story, remember?
Oh, of course.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir. Be sure to listen next week at the same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Parley Bear, Joe Duvall, Fred Howard, Ralph Moody, and Jack Boyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.